that way. He saved others. Why doesn't he just save himself? On Palm Sunday, we really commemorate two different days. First, at the beginning of the Mass, Jesus' triumphant procession into Jerusalem, welcomed by his own people as their own king. And now, in reading about Jesus' passion, his suffering, the day that he dies. There's a tension in that, maybe for us to think about a little bit. We sing or say in every Mass the words that the crowd says when Jesus comes into Jerusalem. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And some of those same people, 5 days later, say, crucify him. We're able to be profoundly faithful and also total traitors. This Friday, will we stand in the crowd? Or will we stand at the cross? Most of us in life, to learn how to choose what's good, need people to imitate. Mentors or models, witnesses. And Jesus gives us a kind of mentor for our Holy Week. A woman came with an alabaster jar of perfumed oil. Costly, genuine, aromatic spikenard. She broke the alabaster jar and poured it on his head. This is oil made from flower petals. Flower petals that grow naturally only in the Himalayas. So even in Jerusalem, which is much closer to the Himalayas than Cahos, this oil had to travel 3,000 miles. It cost a whole year's salary. And even though the jar, which has to be broken to be used, is meant to be used once, it's meant to be used sparingly. And so when somebody, in one gesture, pours all of it out onto Jesus' body, people get angry. They say, "What a waste." But Jesus sees this, and he says, "She has anticipated anointing my body for burial. Wherever the gospel is proclaimed, what she has done will be told in memory of her." Not the governor, not the emperor, the soldiers, or the disciples, an anonymous woman. Why? Because by her gesture, she tells Jesus that he is not going to the cross alone. We can have a lot of standards in life by which we judge ourselves or our jobs or other people. And most of these standards, once we examine them, are completely ridiculous. Jesus' cross is the new standard. Really, the only one. And this Holy Week, God says to us, judge by my standard. What matters to him isn't success. It's not being right or being able to tell other people we're right. It's not getting to live or die on our own terms. Really, Jesus' victory on the cross is apparent failure offered to the Father. We'll chances this week maybe to reflect on or dwell on, what does this new standard look like? What does it mean? After Mass on Tuesday here at 6 o'clock, we'll have an opportunity for Eucharistic adoration. And again on Wednesday at 6 p.m. at St. Michael's, and after the Holy Thursday liturgy until 10:30, a chance to sit by his feet. On Friday here to stand by his cross. And at the Easter Vigil, on Saturday to wait in darkness with those who wait for new life through baptism. They're long liturgies. You might hesitate to bring your kids to them, but it's worth it. And as we started saying here a couple of weeks ago, the rule is, if you're under the age of 5, you get to make as much noise as you want. How can we comfort Jesus on his way to the cross? Really, just by presenting, offering to him ourselves. This Holy Week, let's waste ourselves, spend ourselves for his sake. He doesn't need people who have it all together or have curated their lives to some kind of perfect-looking existence. All he wants is a people who want his mercy. And from the cross, he creates a new life with God and each other that begins now, and the grave cannot hold it.